This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, what are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. It's amazing. But it's all about choices, lifestyle choices. And the amazing thing about it is if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and truly get well. And that's what I want to empower you to do here on this show. We're going to go now to Doug. Hi, Doug.
Thank you. Well, I just, a lot of times it's encouraging to hear other people's successes or reports of things that have done. Improved their health, I guess. And my mother had half her pancreas taken out 20 years ago in May, and the other half been almost 9 years now.
Wow.
And most people, even in the medical community, will tell you that that's not possible. And she's done it with nutrition. When she found out she had a pancreas problem, she started doing research to see what that meant, and it was not a pretty picture. And she chose to go homeopathy or use nutrition. And they told her, well, that hadn't been proven. And she said, well, if I'm going to die anyway, what difference does it make?
Right.
So she's made 20 years without a pancreas to prove that nutrition is something that's worth considering, at least.
Wow, Doug, that really is amazing. So she's gone 20 years. They've completely removed her pancreas?
Well, half of it 20 years ago, and the other half of almost 9 now. This fall will be 9 years.
What did they tell her when they removed the second half of it?
Yeah.
What did they tell her? That,
well, they, like I said, 20 years ago, they told her that nutrition has not been proven, that she needed to take the drugs they were recommending. And she said, no, I don't want to take your drug. I want to do anything I can to maintain my health with nutrition. And they said, well, that just hasn't been proven. And she said, well, fine. You know, if I die, I die. But, you know, they didn't offer any hope for her with their protocol. And so she was able to live 11 and a half years with half a pancreas. And what they found out is if you survive what they call the Whipple procedure,
sure,
more than a couple years, there's a good chance what's left of your pancreas will develop another tumor. And she went 11 and a half years, and it did develop another tumor, and they had to take the rest of it out in a Whipple redo. But I just encourage anybody to... It's really frustrating. You want to share with people and say, you know, consider nutrition. Well, my doctor says this, and my doctor says, well, okay, but, you know, they aren't trained in everything.
That's right.
And if you hear of other people's success or whatever, I just want to encourage people to at least consider nutrition, good nutrition. On the road traveling the night, coming through an area, and it just heard you for the first time, and I thought, well, I wanted to pass that encouragement on, people, to take charge of your health. Don't be drinking the high fructose corn syrup and all the things that are making us fat and sick and whatever, but take responsibility and eat healthy and turn your life around.
No, I think, Doug, that's just a great point. I'm glad you called in to share that, because so many people sometimes get on the fence and they don't know who to listen to and who to believe. And our physicians that we have, I mean, we're all trained a certain way. You do have to do a lot of extra training in natural-based care and making better food choices, better lifestyle choices all the way around. And it's just not taught in medical school. And I know I didn't learn it. And so
the reality is there's a lot of extra training that has to happen. And then once you get into your specialty, you get so focused in that area and there's so many hours in the day, and then you get a family, people just don't have time to study the extra to go into more of the natural-based care. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that your mom went that route, and it sounds like she's doing great. That is fantastic to hear that story. And I know that encouraged someone else, too. And the body is amazing. It can regenerate, even function very well, if you give it the right raw materials to do that. So the answers are out there. And it really comes down to prevention. It comes down to not ever letting your body get to the point where things can break down at that level, too. And that's only learning ahead of time. A lot of people don't learn, and they have to learn during the process, I'm sure, like she did. But she jumped in and said, you know what, I'm gonna beat this regardless. I'm going to make the best choices I can that I know to do. And then look where she is today. She's thriving in the midst of having Whipple procedures and having her pancreas removed. It's just incredible. That's a great story. And you're right, it is about taking responsibility for your health and for your life and not relying on other people to get wisdom from your doctor, for those that are trained more than the average person, and understanding that, doing your own research and being responsible for your own health and not relying on everybody else to do it. You can get guidance, but at the end of the day, it's going to be up to your choices and what you do every single day that can empower your health and empower your life. And that's just a great story. So tell your mom, we said hi. And we're proud of her. We're big fans of her. I'll tell you, I am already, and I've never met her. So, good to talk with you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. There you'll find Facebook and Twitter as well. You can join and stay posted with everything going on within the show and all the growth and the live events that we have coming around the corner. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. You want to jump in and stay tuned. Also, our free email newsletter. Let's go now to Robert. Robert, welcome to the show.
How you doing, sir?
Living well, as always. What's up?
Everything is going okay. Well, no, everything ain't going okay. You know, no, Doc. I'm having some problems. I've been through a lot of stuff. Okay, 2 years ago, I had a brain tumor in my pituitary gland, and they went in and took it out. And I've been doing okay since then. You know, I had some problems, you know, along with that. You know, I had blood clot in my lung and had all kinds of stuff going on. You know, I had went through a lot of pain and I went through a lot of stuff. But now that most of that's gone, you know, I'm doing a whole lot better. They give me medicine, but which I really can't take a lot of medicine because it, you know, don't do me good. And so I don't like taking prescription stuff if I can help it. And I was just wondering, is there anything that I can do to help myself?
So you've done all the medicine.
Without having to take, you know, Viagra and all that stuff. You know,
yeah, Cialis and all that.
Yes, I don't do well with that. You know, I've tried it, but I don't do well with it. Slowly, it built itself back up. And so I assume everything was getting better, but it's not getting better. You know,
yeah.
I went back about 2 months ago, and, you know, he checked me again, and he did tests on me, and he said that things look good. And I told him, I said, well, but there's something wrong, and then they sent me to a specialist in Chapel Hill. And I went up to him, and he did tests on me, too, and then he wants to put me on shots. And I don't want to take shots either.
Yeah, I got it.
You know, I don't want to do a lot of drugs and stuff if I can help it.
Do you ever get erections?
No, sir, I can't really. Well, I can, but it's not a firm one.
And not a firm one. And what is your age?
I'm 51.
61?
Well, 50. I'll be 51 in October.
51, okay. All right, let's do this. There are some options, and I'm going to tell you about those and some of the physiology behind it, too, about erectile dysfunction and some of the reasons of what causes it, what you can do to potentially get out of it without having to take the medication. There are some natural options out there based on research, not just hearsay, and they can be very helpful. So why don't you do this? Hang tight, and we'll go into this commercial break, and we're going to talk more about ED, erectile dysfunction, something that so many guys are dealing with. You're definitely not the only one. And we'll get into that when we come back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T
DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. You struggling with? We want to help. No matter what you're dealing with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle. It's about the choices that we make every single day. Why? Because they can determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. Let's go to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
And what it is like I have a sciatic flare. A little bit of discomfort from it. Could be worse, though, but I was wondering if maybe give me a few pointers or something like that on how to manage it and maybe how to prevent it.
Well, with sciatica, I mean, the sciatic nerve is the largest nerve in the body, okay? And it runs through a region through your gluteal region, okay? And with that, the little piriformis muscle can start spasming. It's this little muscle that wraps around the nerve. I really have seen, I mean, a lot of people will do kind of the muscle relaxers and anti-inflammatories, and that can settle it down. So that's your Band-Aid, okay? But to really get to the root cause of it, a lot of times there is a dispositioning of the pelvis, the hips, the lower back can shift and get positioned in a way that can really affect the overall posture of the body. And when that happens, and say people sit a lot, maybe they drive, 5-6 hours, truckers are always in their cars, or maybe you sit at a desk all day and your posture and position is a certain way for how you have to work on the computer, whatever it might be. Over time, that can create issues within the spine, the lower back, and that can really create a challenge for the sciatic area. So you want to do everything you can to get that area, have to have the most motion to keep the spine and the lower back healthy, the disc healthy in those areas. So what I found is chiropractic care is really, visiting a chiropractor is great. I mean, chiropractic physicians, well trained in this area, I think probably the best. Now, osteopathic physicians work on this as well, and physical therapists do as well. But, from a non-surgical perspective, the most training for this really is with the chiropractic physician. And you can get, evaluation, get checked out. Typically, that's a great way to go. But you have to also address the inflammatory process, too, now. So you can use anti-inflammatories. Those are pretty much recommended, pretty much as standard of care in medicine. But there's some natural alternatives, too, you can look into. So, I mean, there's a great product called Amino Active, and you can check them out at aminoactive.com. But Amino Active is basically, it uses amino acids. That's where they get the name. So those are proteins. These proteins interact with certain homeopathic ingredients to create a non-toxic, extremely safe, non-addictive, anti-inflammatory. And it's incredible what it does, and it can help break down the proteins that create more of the inflammation. So it really gets to the root of the situation more so than just dealing with the symptoms and being a Band-Aid for it. So although anti-inflammatories get rid of the inflammation, they do work, and the mechanisms of action are really, really amazing. You've got options. That works really, really fast. Then you've got a natural option you can look at too. So look at those and make the best choice for you, but don't forget that those are supplements and medications. You have to look at your overall lifestyle too. So maybe not sitting as much at work. Maybe it's standing at your desk, or you create a different desk situation. Or if it's driving, you stop every, they did a study, and if you stop every 5 minutes, or stop once an hour for 5 minutes and walk around, then it negates a lot of the pressure and a lot of the negative issues from sitting all the time. So it increases blood flow. There's no undue pressure within the arteries. There's a lot of great issues. So people that sit a lot and have to deal with the potential for blood clots and all that. Well, they've done studies and they found that taking just 5 minutes every hour can decrease, and it eliminates it like you didn't even sit for an hour. So if we can start doing that on a regular basis, it really does make a big, big difference. And with sciatic pain, you've got to look at it chemically from the inside of what's happening and also the outside. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Your favorite body wash might be danger to the environment. It's true. So a lot of advertisements talk about the no more blackheads and the clear pores in a lot of these beauty products. But it's about these little things called microbeads. You might have seen them. They're little teeny tiny balls of plastic. The average consumer is likely to be a daily user of microbead containing products, and they really come on the scene very strongly. However, they're tough on the environment. So the microbeads are little microplastics. They're very small balls of plastic. And over the past 10 years, they've become increasingly popular among producers of personal care products and as a gentler alternative, really, to natural exfoliants, such as walnut shells. And recently, there's more than 100 products containing the microbeads on the U.S. store shelves, so they've become very, very popular. So again, it's a lot of plastic junk that's getting dumped out. It's getting into the water supply. It's getting into the, you know, of course, the marine system, the oceans. And they do have contaminants like PCBs and the polychlorinated biphenyls. So that this plastic absorbs these chemicals, which, again, the negative impacts we know for sure, and this is from all the studies that are done, Environmental Working Group, all of that, talks about the immune system, the reproductive system, the nervous system, and the endocrine system in a lot of the animals. So a lot of the tiny microbeads can be eaten by marine organisms. Of course, your plankton, your fish, seabirds, and all these, they ingest them, whether they mean to or not. And, of course, that gets into the flesh and gets into contaminating a lot of the fish. And that's what we have to get concerned, because that's what we eat. So again, what's being done to help? There's a little bit of, I guess, of a foundational effort to come in and look at this. There's an actual campaign. So Unilever, which is a company that said they would stop using plastics of all kind in its products, and Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Colgate, and L'Oreal have also made pledges to fade all these microbeads out of the products in 2015, which is great. So a lot of the efforts and the initiatives to do that is good, but what you can do is not use the products and at least keep it out of the waterways, put it in the trash, and not using it so much, you know, to go down the sink. I don't really know how you do that. I guess you could kind of wash your face over a trash can, but it seems like it'd be a little bit extreme. But at the same time, do everything you can to keep it out of the environment. More importantly, for all of us, we'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden speaking at the White House, marking 1 year since the COVID-19 pandemic began. He said denials for months led to more stress, deaths, and also loneliness. He did say, though, he was optimistic because he was going to get more vaccine out to the public.
We know what we need to do to beat this virus. Tell the truth. Follow the scientists and the science. Work together. Put trust and faith in our government to fulfill its most important function, which is protecting the American people. No function more important.
He said one of his main goals was to get kids back to in-person schools in his first 100 days in office. And he said if everyone gets vaccinated and follows the CDC guidelines, we can get closer to normal by July 4th. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Today is not only the anniversary of the pandemic, it's also the 10-year anniversary of the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
A moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear protests. Japan mourned 20,000 victims of the massive 9.0 earthquake and tsunami that struck Japan 10 years ago, destroying towns and triggering nuclear meltdowns in Fukushima. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
Despite the CDC and the president's warning, one governor is still lifting restrictions on COVID-19. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he's lifting all COVID-19 restrictions in the state.
There will be no statewide restrictions on events or Oklahomans. I'm also removing the requirements to wear a mask in state buildings.
The Republican governor making the announcement on Thursday, saying though people are encouraged to wear a mask depending on their circumstances. He also reminds everyone,
COVID is still here, still in Oklahoma, it's still in the United States, and we still need to do our part. You can still, and you're even encouraged to wear a mask depending on your circumstances.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Gastroesophageal reflux disease. And I mean, it's really, really common. We've seen it. I think I've seen it more and more now than in many years past. But there's a lot of facts that I want to talk about with acid reflux and so much that can be done about it, even naturally, to really help and get in and make a difference. So let's get into that for just a minute. So acid reflux, of course, it occurs when stomach acid flows back upward into the esophagus. And the structure, the esophagus, of course, is the structure that connects the throat to the stomach. It's a little tube that does that. And basically, so a lot of people that have acid reflux are surprised to learn, really, that you have acid reflux without traditional complaint of heartburn. So you can actually have that without having any pains whatsoever. So here's some other facts that go along with it. Acid reflux affects about 60 million Americans. That's just quite a few, actually. So classically, acid reflux was thought to be a disease affecting white males over 50. But it no longer is true. Really, it affects every race, gender, and adult group. There's two types of the reflux disease. There's heartburn reflux, in which the main complaint is heartburn, and throat burn reflux, in which the main complaint is a chronic cough, frequent throat clearing, hoarseness, and a lump-like sensation in the throat. So throat burn is acid reflux without any heartburn complaints. Okay? The medical term for heartburn reflux is GERD. It's gastroesophageal reflux disease. And the medical term for throat burn reflux is LPR, or laryngopharyngeal reflux. That is a mouthful, for sure. So it can lead to more serious issues. The biggest is what's called Barrett's esophagus. And the biggest with that is, of course, it can affect anything from the stomach, the lungs, vocal cords, throat. But untreated, it changes the actual cells within the esophagus, and it goes from just normal, healthy cells to cancer cells. And that can happen over a period of time. And that's why it has to be treated so readily. So you want to avoid acidic foods if you do have acid reflux. And I'll tell you some natural things, too. I mean, there's quite a bit you can do, but you do want to avoid the acidic foods. You know, the caffeine, the chocolate, the alcohol, tomatoes, onion, garlic, even the healthy foods. I mean, honey has a lot of acidic properties. And so do some of the berries themselves. They can trigger some of this, even though they tend to be more alkaline foods. They can still trigger it. So some other acidic foods to be concerned about, a lot of the grains. So the breads, the pastas, cereals, crackers. A low-acid, high-fiber diet is really what's recommended. So all three macronutrients can reduce inflammation. So you want to make sure you get good lean quality protein sources, okay, and then low glycemic carbohydrates, and then your fruits and vegetables, getting everything into balance. So the diagnosis typically, I mean, your doctor comes in and they'll do some basic testing. And the traditional way is to put the camera in and guide it past the throat and the esophagus. Of course, the camera goes through the back, creates the gag reflex, which is not fun at all, but you make it through it. And then going through the nose, you can also do it that way. The bypass is the back of the mouth, and the gag reflex is not stimulated that way, the T&E, and they can go in and take a look at it. So, again, you really don't need IV sedation. Sometimes you do with going down through the throat itself with a gag reflex, but some people just take it, and they just deal with it and let the camera go down. It's interesting, though, because so many people do struggle with it, but naturally, there are some things you can do. I really have seen a lot of people get good results coming off of a lot of those foods, such as we talked about, like the grains, the dairy products. That does make a difference. But then also making sure that you've got the right enzymes and everything that you need from the digestive perspective. I mean, proteolytic enzymes help break down proteins. They do really well. Then you've got, of course, regular plant-based enzymes that help with a lot of the carbohydrates. But having the right digestive properties and eating the right kind of foods, sticking with, you can slightly cook your foods, but making sure that you're getting plenty of fruits and vegetables. There's so many live enzymes in our food supply that make a big difference in how food's processed and how our bodies handle them. Extremely, extremely important to get the right kind of foods in, and then using whole food supplementation to help as well. If you're dealing with this level of GERD, it's important to have those and utilize them. And even if, I mean, I keep enzymes with me even when I travel. So, you know, of course, when I'm at home, I can control a lot of my food. But when you're out, you've got restaurants, I mean, you can tell them to not cook it in this and cook it in that. And they do the best they can, but there are properties in there that could be tough for your body to break down. And so it's good to take those probiotics for sure. When you're traveling, it can make a big difference in your overall digestive system. Until you get back into your normal routine. But yeah, I mean, GERD is a big deal. A lot of people struggle with it. Look at apple cider vinegar, too. It is very, very important. A lot of naturopaths and alternative practitioners have been recommending apple cider vinegar for reflux many, 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 many years and tend to get really, really good results with it. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, you can check out the website, see one of our team members, and find them along the way. Easy to find right here on our show. Let's go to Janet. Hi, Janet.
I'm calling about H. pylori. I want to know the best ways I can treat it with my diet. That's a condition I have.
Well, the H. pylori, there's pretty much standard of care using the medications and using antibiotics. But with H. pylori, too, there's some natural remedies that have been known to be helpful. I really recommend, though, that you talk with your physician. I do. It's important because H. pylori can cause a lot of issues in the body. And if it's not treated regularly and eliminated quickly, then it can cause some challenges. So, but the old one that's given is bismuth. Now, this is kind of the old remedy. If you've ever heard of Pepto-Bismol, well, they get the word Bismol from bismuth that's actually in it. And I have seen a lot of family doctors in my world actually use bismuth salts, or they use Pepto-Bismol along with the treatment plan to help kill off the H. pylori because it's so strong at working against that bacteria. So you might want to ask your physician about that. It's been used quite a bit. Some docs still don't recommend it. It just kind of falls off the radar because it's so old school. But it really does work hand in hand with a lot of the treatment therapies that they use with the antibiotic treatments. And don't forget, probiotics are really, really important as well. You got to have the good bacteria that comes back in and helps to build everything back up. That is a really important piece of it. So having that done on a regular basis can make a big difference, and you want to focus on that as typical rule of thumb to get the body where it needs to be. But yeah, it takes time. But if you've got a good routine going, then it can build it up. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. Now, our food of the day that I like to talk about today is, of course, you know me. Food, I believe, can be our best medicine in so many ways. And it really can. I mean, whether it's an herb or a vegetable or a healthy fat, whatever it might be, can come into your body as much as the wrong kind of foods can break your body down. The right kind of foods can come in and really build it up and bring health and bring life to the body. And that's what I want to talk about. So this herb has been used for a long, long time. Matter of fact, the Cherokee Indians use this in a lot of their routines for any kind of digestive issues, dyspepsia, people had any kind of bowel-related issues, they use this. It's golden seal. It's one of the most popular herbs. I mean, I knew nothing when I was a kid about any of this stuff, nothing about herbs or anything, but I knew about golden seal. It's like golden seal and echinacea are the two that were just wildly popular. But golden seal has been around forever. And, of course, the Indians actually prepared it as compounds. They used it with all kinds of respiratory issues, liver, heart. It was kind of the go-to back then. So in 1798, rather, it was had medicinal virtues that really started to attract attention. There were studies done on it as much as they could do at that time. And it was used to treat a lot of skin inflammations. It was used in the eyes and with the digestive as well, just like the Indians did. It's loaded with calcium, iron, manganese, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, and the B complex. Loaded with those. And, of course, the root of it has certain rhizosomes of the golden seal, and it contains a lot of the alkaloids, which is extremely potent at supporting the body. Now, berberine is the most likely responsible golden seal effectiveness component alkaloid against bacteria, protozoa, fungi, and streptococci. So, I mean, it's got incredible properties. Even clinical trials and studies have been done to show its effectiveness in the treatment of diarrhea caused by E. coli. That's the one you get when you travel. And Giardia. So, I mean, those that are just the ones that you just pray you don't get when you go outside of the country and certain other countries. It's protective against that. Matter of fact, a lot of doctors will recommend you take that and go ahead and get on it if you're traveling to help protect the body against it. So pretty strong stuff. And recently, they've been doing some studies on it about how it helps with eczema and ringworm. So as an ointment. So, I mean, there's so many great properties with herbs, with foods that can transform our health. And the good news is it brings life back to our body with the choices that we make. Coming up, we're going to jump in, grab more of your questions, and also some fitness tips when we come back.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShadeNetwork.com.
Someone in your area that believes the same way we do, to help you with your weight, to help you with wellness, to help you go to that next level with how you're feeling, check out the website. Our team members are growing all around the country, and of course our staff can help you find someone in your area. That's what we're here for. Diane in Birmingham, Alabama, he says, my son has been struggling with MRSA. The doctors have given him multiple antibiotics. Is there anything that you would recommend? Well, with MRSA, you really want to follow what they're telling them because, again, the MRSA gets resistant, obviously, to antibiotics, but they usually can test and find which ones can help. So I'm sure they're working through that. One thing I would ask the doctors for him is to make sure that he's taking a good round of probiotics, you know, the healthy bacteria, to make sure as he's taking so many antibiotics, it's wiping everything out. But the probiotics put back in the good bacteria so that the body can really thrive and do well. And a lot of times, if they're not added back in, the immune system doesn't really shine as much as it could, and it doesn't really, everything doesn't work the way that it needs to, especially when you're dealing with something like MRSA. So I would simply just ask and make sure that's okay. But typically, they're going to, most of the time, they even give those regardless. Now it's almost become the standard protocol, standard of care. But I would ask anyway, because typically, he's in a place right now where everything from the natural side to build up his body, again, to strengthen his immune system, even things like vitamin D, ask them about that, the pediatrician, because it's really, really going to be important to have everything, or the body really firing on all cylinders to build that immune system back up. And typically, those are some of the basics that have good evidence support behind them from the scientific community. And they should be pretty much okay with that. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. Go to the website. Jake, you're with us. How can I help?
I'm 64 years old. I just don't know what to, and I know I've got low T, and I haven't had any medical since 04, so I'm going to be getting some medical shortly here. I want to know what I can go with this. I need both the treatments if I can get them.
Well, yeah, I mean, low T is quite the challenge, no doubt about it. But you're going to need to get the testing done so you can find out the numbers, because the numbers are going to be everything. It's going to help you understand where your body is. But then from a natural perspective, I mean, you're going to have two roads to go, because testosterone can be low due to stress. That's for sure. And you can just take testosterone, whether it's with a pellet or a shot or a cream, or you can work on building your levels up naturally. And the challenge with the whole thing is if you take testosterone and your body's low in it and you just start taking it, then the body becomes really lazy on its own. And it starts shutting down even the little bit of production you have. It'll shut down even more. And you become completely dependent on the hormones to feel a certain way, to have the same kind of lean body composition. It really, your body becomes very dependent. And so you want to do everything you can to do it on your own to build up those natural levels. And there's certain ways to do that. I mean, the less body fat you have, the more testosterone you're going to have. And, you know, growth hormone levels do make a difference as well. So I would look at first your numbers, make sure they're where they need to be. And the second thing is you want to look at your nutrition, because nutrition drives everything. Putting the right kind of foods in, making sure that you've got low sugar in the diet, that you've got plenty of healthy fats in the diet is going to be a big key. And then also making sure that you've got in the right kind of nutrition realm, that you have plenty of lean quality proteins, because proteins help to rebuild muscle tissue. And also a moderate protein diet has been proven in all the scientific journals and research to help maintain healthy hormone levels. So when you get those levels up with good nutrition, it makes a difference. About 30% of your diet in healthy fats, that's an absolute key. And then resistance exercise, resistance training is almost an absolute must. Just 3 days a week of vigorous exercise, whether it's with weights or your own body weight or whatever it is, all the studies have shown that that's essential for getting the body to produce the right kind of results when you're dealing with that. Because, I mean, the toughest part of it is the quickest way is to get the hormones in. But you really can make a difference if you've got the right kind of nutrition and the right kind of exercise plan. I mean, those two hand in hand, plus sleep. Here's the other one. So dopamine levels are a different chemical component in the brain. And if dopamine levels are low, testosterone is going to be low. But if dopamine levels come up, then you can get testosterone levels up. The two are very synergistic with each other, and they go hand in hand. So as comes up dopamine, comes up testosterone, and vice versa. Diet helps that. Exercise helps that. There's certain cofactors, depending on your lab work and what comes back, to determine whether or not you have low dopamine levels or not. Your doctor can check all that. I mean, just make sure to mention that to him. But that's a little-known secret. That's why guys get grumpy. Have you ever seen older men? They say the grumpy old men, that whole concept. Great movie, by the way. Hilarious. But grumpy old men, when guys get older, the testosterone drops. Well, when that drops, dopamine drops, and that's our feel-good chemical. So when dopamine's low, the guys get grumpy, kind of the deal. So focus on lifestyle habits. You can make some of the biggest turnaround in those areas. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.